Pursue change. Combating systemic oppression. Systemic oppression, like sexism, classism, racism, ableism, and colonialism, acts like viruses. They maintain the status quo's privilege, but harm people, taking away what they need to survive. It's time to see these societal viruses as signals that something's wrong. Look for ways to dismantle oppressive systems and create a fairer, more caring world. This pursuit of change is what we call viral justice. If you ever feel like you're just one person against a huge problem, think again. You can actually kickstart big changes by spreading what we call viral justice. It's all about getting others fired up about making things better. But first, you need to shake off old habits and ideas that keep the same old unfair systems in place. Start by getting back in touch with your imagination. Instead of sticking with what's always been, dream up ways to help everyone, not just a few. Form groups for dealing with stress in an unfair system. In 1992, researcher Arline Geronimus coined the term weathering to describe how people physically bear the stress of living in oppressive systems. This concept sheds light on how enduring racism, for instance, takes a toll on everyone's health, contributing to racial disparities in health outcomes like preventable diseases and early death. Shockingly, in the United States, Black teenage boys are more likely to die before 65 compared to their counterparts in Bangladesh. Furthermore, the health of Latinx immigrants worsens with each generation after their families arrive in the United States. When hurricanes and storms wreak havoc, individuals face immediate crises like job loss, eviction, or the loss of loved ones. Yet, alongside these acute challenges, many endure the long-term effects of stress, such as worries about police brutality or the rising cost of living. Combat racial trauma. Enduring traumatic events can age you faster, especially for Black women who typically have cellular ages 7.5 years older than white women. This shows how trauma can shorten lifespans. Everyone faces the impact of racism. White individuals need to actively work on dismantling this climate of racism because it affects them too. Protect yourself and others from the harmful effects of this climate by nurturing supportive relationships, practicing healing and accountability, and building networks of solidarity. The impact of police surveillance. In her essay, Collateral Damage, sociologist Eliassa Sewell sheds light on the detrimental effects of police surveillance beyond just those directly affected by incarceration. She emphasizes how communities as a whole suffer from the pervasive feeling of being targeted by law enforcement, witnessing what they perceive as acts of authorized intimidation. From pepper spraying homeless individuals in their sleeping spots to shooting unarmed civilians, these actions inflict harm on marginalized communities. Those feeling targeted by law enforcement often suffer from increased rates of chronic illnesses like diabetes, asthma, and high blood pressure. To initiate tangible change, focus on dismantling oppressive policing systems and promoting communities built on care and support. This shift can promote justice and well-being for all. Personal biases and social impact. Let's take a moment to think about our own biases. Who do we naturally feel sympathy and respect towards? Are there people we might unfairly dismiss or treat as less than human? In today's world, there's a constant push to report suspicious individuals through apps like Ghetto Tracker and Nextdoor, but this can actually contribute to oppressive systems. Every year, 240 million calls flood 911, many for issues like loud noises or just seeing someone unfamiliar in public. Let's shift gears. Tackle community problems with empathy and practical solutions. Swap out punishment for community-driven support systems. Racism's impact in schools. Law professor Patricia K. Williams highlights the impact of racism on individuals, terming it spirit murder that diminishes self-worth. A crucial aspect is how teachers may overlook the potential of Black students due to preconceived notions of success. When educators don't support students properly, it can really hold back their ability to express themselves truly. Anthropologist Savannah Shange talks about how schools might say they're against racism, but they still do things that are racist, like unfair punishments. Research by Dorothy Hines and Jennifer Wilmot reveals a troubling reality. Black girls face harsher punishments in schools for minor issues like displaying too much attitude compared to their white peers. This imbalance is exacerbated by zero-tolerance disciplinary policies, which not only harm students' self-esteem, but also limit their access to education and future opportunities. It's time for schools to adopt fairer disciplinary approaches that empower all students to thrive and learn without fear of unjust consequences. Transform education for equity. Advocate for changes in your local education system to ensure fairness and accountability. 1. Replace punishment with healing. Instead of punishing students for their mistakes, let's focus on healing and resolving conflicts. Teachers should approach issues with a calm and caring attitude, aiming to mend any harm done to students, teachers, or parents. 2. Prioritize diversity in teaching. It's crucial to have teachers from diverse racial backgrounds. When students see teachers who look like them, they tend to do better in school. Let's make it a priority to recruit and keep teachers of color in our schools. 3. Revamp the curriculum. Our school curriculum needs an update. We should include more about different ethnicities and Black history in our lessons from kindergarten to 12th grade. Plus, teachers should receive proper training to teach these subjects well. 4. Invest in counseling. Instead of having police officers in schools, let's invest in counselors. These professionals can support students' emotional well-being and help them deal with any trauma they're facing. Better work for all. Help everyone to grow. In a world where technology is reshaping jobs, gig economy ads lure workers with promises of flexibility and freedom. However, the reality is often precarious freelance roles with no job security. In 2017, 34% of U.S. workers engaged in gig work, facing challenges like no health benefits and the risk of abrupt termination. Gig workers lack benefits like health insurance and can be fired without warning. Minimum wage workers also struggle as their pay doesn't match the rising cost of living. These vulnerable, essential workers are often people of color. Addressing these issues is crucial for fair treatment and economic security. Pandemic's economic impact. During the pandemic, over half of gig workers lost their jobs, and about a quarter had their hours cut. Meanwhile, the rich got richer, with U.S. billionaires' wealth increasing by 10%. In 2020, 50 million Americans were out of work. Imagine a future where the wealthy value human labor and work to redistribute wealth, ensuring everyone has what they need to live a good life. Kali Akuno, founder of Cooperation Jackson in Mississippi, believes in creating a solidarity economy where workplaces are fairer and more democratic. This means trying new ways of organizing work and sharing money. To achieve this, we need to change how we think about work and rest. We should see people as more than just workers and treat rest as a right, not a luxury. This shift will help create a more just and equal society. Address the harmful impact of racism within the healthcare system. The U.S. healthcare system has a troubling history of treating Black lives unfairly, with examples like J. Marion Sims conducting surgeries on enslaved women without anesthesia. Today, Black women still face worse health outcomes compared to their white counterparts, dealing with higher risks of diabetes and obesity. Data shows that medical racism is a serious issue in the U.S. For instance, George Mason University researchers found that Black babies cared for by white physicians have a death rate 3 times higher than that of white babies. Practical steps towards viral justice in healthcare. To address this, we need to hold physicians, medical students, and medical centers accountable to better meet the needs of people of color. Medical schools should be pushed to recruit more diverse student bodies to improve care for all patients. White individuals must reflect on their biases and actively challenge them. This helps create an environment where the health experiences of minorities are taken seriously. People of color need to confront their internalized oppression, overcoming fears of external judgment. Remember, everyone deserves proper healthcare, and it's okay to demand it. Ask doctors and scientists to admit when they do something wrong. Hold medical and scientific institutions accountable for the harm they've caused, especially considering the history of racism that has led to distrust among minority groups. In Tuskegee, Alabama, a 40-year study on syphilis in African Americans deliberately withheld treatment, while in the 1990s, Johns Hopkins Kennedy Krieger Institute exposed black newborns to lead paint for research. This troubling past erodes trust, impacting both black and white communities. Some in the black community remain hesitant about COVID-19 vaccines due to historical experiences. It is crucial to apply pressure on these institutions to acknowledge their actions, make reparations to victims and their families, and actively promote transparency and accountability. Additionally, highlighting the significant contributions of black scientists can help dispel the notion of a white savior in the scientific community. Improve the world with small creative acts. Here are some steps to improve the world better by creating acts. 1. Check your biases. Reflect on your own biases to see what's holding you back from making the world more fair and inclusive. 2. Small steps. Big changes start with small actions. For instance, if you run a small business, you can put up signs against racism to inspire change. 3. Be inclusive. Create spaces where everyone feels safe and welcome. Push those in power to do the same. Fight for things like fair housing, equal education, and accessible public transport. 4. Live with openness. To challenge unfair systems, embrace new ways of thinking and acting. Stay open to creativity. Find beauty in everyday life and encourage different viewpoints. Key points. 1. Systemic oppression harms people and maintains privilege, but change is possible through viral justice. 2. Form supportive groups to handle stress from unfair systems and promote health and solidarity. 3. Combat racial trauma by nurturing supportive relationships and building networks of solidarity. 4. Oppressive policing harms communities, so focus on dismantling these systems and promoting care. 5. Schools should adopt fairer approaches to discipline, include diverse perspectives, and hire more diverse teachers. 6. Promote fair work practices and support essential workers for economic security and equality. 7. Address racism in healthcare by holding institutions accountable and ensuring equal treatment for all patients.